Welcome, fellow saxophone devotees, to Sax La Nuit. Today's episode is Fashion La Nuit, in homage to Margaret's thrift store called Wayback. You can find it online. Oh, what's the website? Abina's also here with me. Abina, you're on. You're live.
I'm gonna be quiet today. I'm very sleepy.
Okay, Abina's tired. But today we were doing some fashion activities at Wayback Thrift Store. Margaret is such a sweetie. You should stop by the thrift store. It's in Kits. But we're going to try and spin, do some DJ stuff there in the next few weekends coming up. So stay tuned on Sax La Nuit Instagram. You might have already seen, if you tuned into my Instagram live today, we're going through some of the records that Margaret has in the store. Great classical selection. So, but I thought we could just do kind of like, I don't really have a playlist for today. So, but I made a list of things to talk about. So I'm going to pull those up. But I'm going to change the song here. We're listening to Contemplation. This isn't my go-to tune for contemplation. And actually, something that I found at Margaret's store is a original CD of the Duke Ellington and John Coltrane album. Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. And my favorite contemplation music is from that album, and it's called My Little Brown Book. So I'm going to play that here so we can give it a listen and go through my recent TikToks. Not actually, but I do have a little commentary on TikTok to bring up. So let's see what is in my notes app. Okay, I wrote this question. I don't know if this is pretentious or if this is just like really depressing, but I had this thought the other day. Can we talk about how dopamine isn't free anymore? Abina, what do you think about that? Is that cringe?
I don't know what the question is.
Okay, I guess my thought process was, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it. Next topic. Okay, the Lenny Kravitz fall TikTok. I feel like that's old now. That's old news now. Let's see. Okay, yeah, so I found this vintage CD of the Duke Ellington and John Coltrane album. What else is there? Billie Holiday, God Bless the Child. Keyboard Suites, Rameau Keyboard Suites, signed by Angela Hewitt. WC, Angela Hewitt. So I guess Margaret is a huge fan of Angela Hewitt, which is woke. My three picks for the day was Cowboy Junkies, The Trinity Session, just because Cowboy, I guess I had a playlist called Cowgirl Summer, but I guess that's over now. And now we're in, what, Cowgirl Fall, I guess, or... Dang, I missed one of my favorite parts there. Of Pulp Fiction, soundtrack, and popular songs, the best of Wynton Marsalis. I thought that was a pretty good trio, but now that I look back on it, I'm like, it's not actually that good of a trio, so... I think the, Angela Hewitt, Billie Holiday, Angela Hewitt trio was better, to be honest. But that's the recent music picks. Also, there was a great fresh unopened Stravinsky Pulcinella Ballet by the London Symphony Orchestra. Deutsche Grammophon album. Very beautiful. The album cover is so cute. It's like the two ballerinas and like these like see-through bodies, and I think they're in space or on this other realm, which is great. There's also the Chariots of Fire soundtrack, which my dad thought was really funny. Lots of secular and sacred music. Like, I mean, there's lots of sacred music or like church music, which I think is great. And then I have this random picture of Gandalf in my camera roll, which is random. And then we get to the pictures of us at the forest rave.
Is it really that random? Knowing that Gandalf is actually on brand.
Okay.
Your niche brainsaver.
My entire personality is like Middle Earth. No, please. I'm more of an Aragorn girly. Or Legolas.
Of course you'd be Legolas girly.
Okay, who are you? What
None
girly
of the
are
above.
You?
I'm not.
Pick
any
a
of them.
Pick a Lord of the Rings character. To
None
date.
Of them. I don't even
you
know their
have
names
to.
Like that.
You have to.
I don't know their names.
Okay, just describe them and I'll pick the name. I'll figure out the name.
I don't remember the thing. Like, I only know the main characters. None of the main characters fit me.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, okay, let me match you. I feel like you would be Aragorn.
I don't remember who
Aragorn
that is.
Girly.
I don't remember who that is.
You know what? Don't worry about it. Okay, I think I'm gonna have to pick just like one singular album because this is too stressful. The album keeps running out and I don't have my playlist. Yet again, another week where I have shown up unprepared. Ooh, do you want to listen to Gluck?
What?
I think I pronounced it wrong. I can't
that sounds scary.
Deal. Okay, I'm just gonna play Debussy. Debussy is my go-to. We'll do Alexis Weissenberg. Okay, boom. I wonder if the whole album will play. So, okay. I guess, yeah, I've made it to the photos in my camera roll of the forest rave. And this was kind of a cursed night. Because I just feel like the normie vibes get weirder and weirder. Especially in a forest. Yeah, we had a lot to say. Unfortunately, the exclusive content cannot be shared because I don't have a dongle, and I didn't do that on purpose. I swear to God, I had tea that I wanted to spill, but I guess I can't spill it, so. Also, I feel like Claydolin is too generic, so we're going to play something else. Why did I play the hardest to pronounce song? Okay. Avina, I'm going to say this, and you're going to tell me if I pronounced it right, okay? Lyle Joyce.
What?
Lyle Joyce. Joyce.
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
What does that mean in French? Like.
I don't know what
like,
that
is. Lyle, like, okay, here.
Lyle Joyeuse.
Oh, okay. Lyle Joyeuse.
Oh god.
Not me, like one of the biggest things I struggled with in my degree was pronouncing the French names of the pieces I was performing on stage, because like you're already nervous for the performance and you have to pronounce something in a different language, and I'm not fluent in French, so I'd be like,
and yet you named your radio show something in French, which is
well,
so funny to me.
I did it ironically because I was like, I was so sick and tired, I was like, you know what, saxophone à la première, bitch, I'm gonna call
That's
it.
So funny.
But no shade towards the French language, I guess. I'm just. This song is making it hard for me to focus. I'm gonna play something else. Okay, how about Estampe? Wait, how do you pronounce that? Estampe. Here, I'll show you in a second. This is one of my favorite, like, I guess, suites for piano. Here we go. I remember I arranged this once for a saxophone quartet, and I made my group get into a huge fight because it was so, like, it was kind of difficult. But it was really pretty if they just played it right. Okay, how do you say this? Estampé? Estampé? Oh, you're so tired.
A little bit, yeah. Estomp.
Oh, okay. Estomp. Like, estampé.
I was like, yeah, that's completely wrong.
Like, I know, because, like, I can even tell that it's not right when I say it. Yeah. Okay, anyways, let's get to my list of things to talk about. When I say I made a list of things to talk about, there's, like, two things on the list, and they're both, like, cringe. So, okay, I put Dylan Dennis versus Logan Paul predictions. I think Dylan Dennis is going to beat Logan Paul's ass, but I am a little bit worried because it seems like they're both struggling with some unforeseen thing, and I'm curious what it is. Oh, that's so crazy that they would put an ad in between such a beautiful moment. Anyways, so I guess I'm predicting that Dylan Dennis will win, obviously. I'm just curious, like, the extent to which he is going to beat Logan Paul in the fight, I guess. Like, is he actually gonna, like, really hurt him on live TV? Or is he gonna, like, take it easy like Mayweather did? So, I guess we'll find out. And I'm more curious how people will react to the fight in Ireland, because I'll be there in Ireland during the fight, and I'm pretty sure Dylan Dennis is, like, on the Team Ireland for fighting or whatever. I don't really know anything about fighting, but I hope people are going crazy, because I feel like it'd be a lot of fun. What's next? My TikTok For You page is really weird, and I don't know if it just gets my weird vibe, and somehow that affects the algorithm, but let's see what's on. What is that? Okay, Caitlin's posting. I get a lot of, like, prophecy TikToks.
That's still?
Yeah. I'm getting this one. Don't look. Jump scare.
Literally, jump scare. I don't know what I'm seeing.
For everyone listening, you're on Sax La Nuit, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And I'm kind of just looking at the recent news. That is my TikTok For You page. But I guess I should play some of this playlist that I had prepared. I mean, right now, the only playlists I have are Fall 2023, Am I Blue, September 19th, September 12th, and Music for After Party I was doing. So I guess I need to pick it up with the playlists, honestly. But if you're listening and want to call in and recommend a song, maybe I'll play it, depending on what the song is. But I have to search it up on YouTube, which makes it really difficult. So petition for CITR to get their dongle back, because every time I come in, it's a struggle. No shade, though. But my recent favorite songs, I like the Franz Liszt Constellations. But again, I feel like that's very... Is that depressing?
Huh?
To listen to, like, Franz Liszt's, like, funeral music?
Maybe. A little bit.
It's just piano music, but I guess technically it's for... I don't know why, but I hate that I have Mac DeMarco on here. No shade to Mac DeMarco, but...
So you hate looking basic.
I feel like it's something deeper than that. Like...
Something at deeper than you hating to look basic?
Yeah. Like, at face value, yes, but I feel like there's something more about it that I'm like... I feel like it's because Mac DeMarco kind of fell off, honestly.
Whoa.
Yeah. But let me play a song that I think... Actually, okay. I think Nat King Cole is very fashion. For some reason, I don't know why. And actually, something that I've been listening to a lot, and I think would be really cool to do. Why do I have like a fake British accent? I think something that would. I can't even do accents, but I think something that would be a great burlesque show would be Connie. Oh, frick. I'm forgetting. Okay. I made this playlist for maybe, like, album release party called Am I Blue? And I want it to be, like, burlesque themed for Connie Francis's album, Connie and Clyde. And I think it's such a good album for burlesque. We've got Am I Blue? We've got You Ought to Be in Pictures, Gold Diggers Medley, Maybe, which is one of my favorite like post-apocalyptic jazz songs from Fallout New Vegas. So I feel like those are good fashion theme songs. And if you go, I guess, to my Instagram, I haven't posted it yet, but my Fall 2023 playlist starts off strong with Am I Blue by Connie Francis. But I feel like I'm the least blue in fall. Like, I feel like fall makes me happy and I get, like, depressed in the summer. So it's like,
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's like reverse seasonal depression. Maybe it's because I'm a Libra.
That's so fun.
But, like, when the fall rolls around, I actually get this, like, overwhelming sense of, like, happiness. I don't know why. Whoa. And then in the summer, I'm just, like, groggy. I'm like, another day. I think it's because it's crisp. The air is crisp.
Why do I feel like taking an Uber?
Do it. I always feel like taking an Uber.
Huh?
I always feel like taking an Uber. This is the way this is like blocked.
Like to my residence. It's literally not even that serious, but.
How is that gonna work?
I mean, they can literally pick me up at the Nest and take me to my residence, like to the front. It would be $9.
You're listening to Sax Linui. We'll be right back.
Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Listening to Sax Linui on the CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm gonna play Connie Francis album Connie and Clyde, and this is the first album to my Fall 2023 playlist, the first song, Am I Blue, but this is Connie Francis album Connie and Clyde. Hit songs of the 30s. I would say my favorite song, hit song from the 30s, is probably Maybe. But I also love Am I Blue, so. Enjoy Fashion La Nuit 101.9.
Am I
Listening to Sax Lenoui on the CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Am I Blue by Connie Francis. And next I'm going to play everyone's favorite fall tune, Fade Into You by Mazzy Star, but my favorite version of this is actually Miley Cyrus's cover on Tiny Desk, so listen to that after. But I guess this is kind of fall Lenoui. If you tuned in last week, I was doing Fall a la Permidi, where I played my Fall 2023 playlist, which you can catch on my Instagram soon, hopefully. It's a very aesthetically based playlist, purples, blacks, and whites, for this Tumblr-themed fall I think we're all going to have, so stay tuned for the fall playlist. It's also heavily inspired by fashion, which is why I've been saying you're listening to Fashion Lenoui tonight. Because this fall I'm kind of getting Christian girl fall / Tumblr Arctic Monkeys AM fall 2016 Tumblr coming back in my forecast, so
some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not there. Fade into you. Strange, you never
You're listening to Sax and the Nui Fall 2023 playlist. I guess it's a mix of purple and black themed albums. We've got Connie Francis, Vashti Bunyan, Sun Kil Moon, Lana Del Rey, and Arctic Monkeys is kind of like my throwback to the Tumblr days. And some other great bands. But right now I'm kind of playing some Connie Francis. I guess stay tuned on Sax La Nui for a very special album release / burlesque of Connie and Clyde. Something I created sort of inspired by this track, Am I Blue? Because I tend to listen to a lot of songs. I guess all my favorite jazz tracks are related to these songs about feeling blue. When Sunny Gets Blue by McCoy Tyner, one of my favorite contemplation songs next to My Little Brown Book by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. Am I Blue is a great one. But I'm going to play Miley Cyrus's Fade Into You cover. And then we'll get on with the depressing Fall 2023 tracks that I've curated.
Your dog.
slowly. A stranger's heart without a home. You put your hands into your head.
You're listening to Sax L'Ennui on the CITR 101.9 FM, and that was my favorite cover of Mazzy Star's Fade Into You, done by Miley Cyrus, the one and only, on a Tiny Desk concert. And I'm listening to this Connie Francis, Connie and Clyde Hit Songs of the 30s album lately, because it makes me feel really burlesque and happy, and it's one of my favorite albums to dance to in my heels, which are super old, I would say Y2K kind of leather pink Miu Miu stilettos. They're so cute, and they're kind of like a muted rose ballet pink color, so they match the ballet core aesthetic, which is my favorite fashion aesthetic, I would say, next to like the Tumblr fall fashion. So that's this album here. Let's see, what should I play? Honestly, and I should just make a cute little radio art edit for this, so I guess stay tuned. I'm also currently editing some audio for a show I'm planning to do called Am I Blue, for album release. But honestly, one of my favorite tracks on here is You Ought to Be in Pictures, because it's kind of silly and I could see myself doing like a little clowny like joke dance to it, because I actually went through this, I wouldn't say phase because I've always been a performer, but I went through this obsession with miming and sort of like magic performance. And yes, I am a saxophonist and a performer in that respect in terms of my degree, but I would also say I've always just been a performing artist, and I love miming or sort of just playing out some sort of kind of funny scene. And I think miming is kind of like the burlesque for nerds, I guess. I don't know if that's controversial to say, but I've definitely always felt like more of a nerd than like a hot girly, so that's maybe why I was into miming a little bit more. But I could totally burlesque too, so. But I mean, Maybe is one of my favorite tracks, done by the Ink Spots, because it was in Fallout New Vegas, and I thought it would be an interesting commentary to play Maybe by the Ink Spots in this show that I'm planning to do, because for one, I guess obviously on Saxophone à la Primidi and Saxophone à la Nuit, I try to focus on the black artists in jazz, specifically saxophonists who weren't realized in their time, unfortunately, because of society and how black artists were treated when, I guess, the Harlem Renaissance started, like in the 60s and 70s, and up until today in contemporary music and hip-hop and rap. But I love that their name is the Ink Spots, and I sort of thought that the song You Ought to Be in Pictures is kind of like, you know, you ought to be in pictures, like y'all ought to be in record labels and on playlists and stuff, And I guess that is what I'm trying to do here on Saxophone Alla Primitive. I mean, I just like this Connie Francis. This fall playlist is kind of just like the Tumblr core music I've been listening to, but definitely stay tuned in the coming weeks for more educational content, I guess. And I'm just getting distracted here. Is this album called Swing with Western? Let's Ride Into the Sunset by Tony Vice. It sounds interesting. But I'm going to play this. This is one of my favorite tunes ever. It just really brings out the Alberta in me. I feel so country listening to this song. And I think it's partly because of Fallout New Vegas, which is probably the best video game. If you're listening, Fallout New Vegas, you gotta play it. It is integral to my psyche as a human being. But this is Maybe by the Inkspots, and I thought this coupled nicely with Connie Francis's version. And then I was gonna maybe mix it into You Oughta Be in Pictures, a little silly song. So, but I'm gonna listen to this for a bit, and then I'll explain my vision for my silly dance segment for Connie Francis, You Oughta Be in Pictures.
Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Maybe you beg of me when you are lost. Maybe the one who will wait for you will prove untrue. Then what will I do? Wishing that I were near, then maybe you'll ask me to come back again.
Listening to Sax La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, and we just heard Maybe by the Inkspots and Connie Francis, and stay tuned for more Connie and Clyde.
Oh.
Sabia Plath by Teen Suicide, one of my favorite Tumblr bands. Gotta play it, had to play it. This is also one of my favorite songs that I found on Tumblr back in the day. It's called Hero by Frank Ocean, Mick Jones, and Paul Simonon, and Diplo. I don't know Paul, but yeah, this is one of my favorite songs with Frank Ocean. I don't know how many people know about it, but it's one of my favorite songs, so.
I'm a black man. I could dunk. And I'm hanging low. And I'm swinging far. Home. Home. What you say?
It restarted. Anyways, that's just one of my favorite songs that I used to listen to in Tumblr. And I guess Tumblr kind of reminds me of fall, so. But what else did I have here? Oh, yeah, I was going to play my Connie Francis inspiration. So here we have this little tune. Oh. Well, this is actually pretty cool. The entire album is pixelated right now because the computer screen is taking forever to load, and it's kind of dope. Took a picture of that. You can check that out on my Instagram when I post it. But, maybe if I refresh the page. Okay, well, we'll go back to Frank Ocean in the meantime. Until this works. Oh, it says to read the description. Okay, so maybe there's a hidden message here. Oh, okay, the song is blocked for copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of Copyright Act 1976. Dang, okay. Well, let's see if I can still find it.
I could dunk. And I'm hanging low.
So, one of the tactics, one of the little things that I wanted to incorporate into my little burlesque show is I have this double-sided mirror that, like, when I look into it, I can see myself, but then there's also a mirror on the other side, so theoretically, if I had it on stage, I'd be looking at myself, and the crowd would be looking at themselves. And my idea behind that would be, I guess the show is inspired by when I was in university, when I was studying performing arts. I feel like a lot of my profs didn't really see me, and I feel like one of the biggest things about that was this weird unconscious bias that they all had, and kind of like sense of tokenism. I feel like they couldn't really see past that, and even if they did see past the unconscious bias, I feel like tokenism was still kind of like the main thing they couldn't get past. And yeah, it's hard being in classical music in a predominantly white ran space and also being that minority. But I guess the idea in the show would be to play this song, You Ought to Be in Pictures. And yes, it's by Connie Francis, who's a white singer, but I guess the whole thing about burlesque is I'm lip syncing as if I was the star. And it's kind of like this idea where I have this double-sided mirror, and I'm the star, but everyone can only see themselves on the other side of the mirror, and my face is covered, I can see myself. But I guess the whole reason why I started Saxophone à la Permidi and Saxophone la Nuit is because I'm so taken aback by the fact that all of these jazz artists, who are all black, weren't recognized at the time that they were, and I feel like they're ahead of their time. Or if they were recognized or famous, a lot of struggle often came with that. And I don't know, I just, all the songs that I play when it's by black jazz musicians is me being like, this is me playing your music in a space where I feel like you'd be on the big stage, like Carnegie Hall, without having to be like a club jazz musician, which I feel like I struggled with. But I don't know, that's kind of like a really messy way to describe it. I feel like I always do that. Every week on my show, I'm like, oh, I didn't come prepared, and I kind of describe it in a messy way. But I swear to God, probably next week or the week after, I'll probably pre-record the show, and the message will come across more artistically, which I feel like I'm better at. But this isn't a pre-recorded episode, so this is just me live in the studio talking about my thoughts. But I just think the opening to the song is so silly. Like, I can imagine myself doing like a like stupid little dance. And then I think the melody is cute and funny. So and also too, I feel like it's important to have other black artists uplift black artists, because that's how you know there's no tokenism happening. I mean, but it still can happen, but I just feel like, I don't know, for example, during my time at UBC, I feel like it's like I noticed, and I brought it up too, and they stopped doing it altogether, but in February for Black History Month, they'd only play black artists, and that's the only time black artists were played during concert cycles. And yeah, I brought it up, and I feel like they didn't even really realize it, which is crazy to me, but that's just how it is, how it goes in classical music, apparently, is what they made it seem to be like. But yeah, I feel like there's nothing wrong with giving a platform as long as it's coming from a genuine place. And, you know, Black History Month isn't the only time where we can play William Grant Still. That's my beef. But this has been Sax La Nuit, Fall La Nuit, / Fashion La Nuit. Honestly, stay tuned on my Instagram. I'll probably redo this idea of an episode. I'll probably redo Fashion La Nuit on my Instagram, because I'm kind of just talking randomly about things right now. But if you tuned in, thanks for tuning in. Shout out to Wayback Thrift Store in Kitts, right next to the Eatery. If you're in Kitts, you should definitely go check it out. And stay tuned for my Am I Blue album release burlesque show. It's going to be great. I have my eyes on some beautiful black and purple heels. Margaret will know what I'm talking about for the show. So yeah, I don't know when it's going to happen yet, but it's definitely going to happen at some point. So I have lots of music to release. But yeah, it's kind of been my like whitewashed fall playlist. But honestly, shout out to Miley Cyrus for being able to belt the way that she does. I've looked up to her since childhood, so. And tune in next week for Fall à l'après-midi, and not Fall à nuit, but I'll probably pre-record something, and that'll come out on SoundCloud, Mixcloud, or just Instagram Live. But peace out. See you next week.